This is by far the worst scenario. This is the definition of pain and suffering.
Chad Ritzko, 3 years after a terrible crash, is still hurt. He was with his young son and a friend driving north of Melville when another vehicle started toward them.
He was a couple feet into my lane, and then I said, "What the hell is this guy doing?" And then at the last second, he swerved right into us. Right away, I could hear Kyler crying, so I was glad he was alive. And then didn't hear anything from my friend. He was in the back.
He was trapped in the truck for almost 2 hours before rescue arrived. Ritzko was being prepared to be airlifted.
Then they came to the ambulance and said my son collapsed on the highway and his eyes rolled back in his head.
They used stars for the boy, but had to stop halfway.
He stopped breathing in the helicopter on the way back to Regina. And they had to emergency land in Fort Qu'Appelle to revive him and bring him back to life.
All of them survived, but were seriously hurt.
My arm was almost detached at my elbow there. That was 3 years ago, and I still have a broken foot. My foot was shattered.
Ritzko hasn't been able to work since and is now fighting with SGI over his economic loss. He's struggling over pain and suffering compensation, too. The legislation says you can only sue for that if the person at fault was impaired, criminally negligent, or hurt you intentionally. Ritzko says the RCMP found the other driver did cause the crash on purpose. They wouldn't talk to us about it. But there has to be a conviction in court, and since the other driver died, that's not possible here. Something which Ritzko thinks isn't fair. He says it's not about the money.
It's the fact of them admitting that this exists.
SGI wouldn't talk to us either, but the minister responsible is Don Morgan. He says SGI insurance being no fault was specifically designed not to include pain and suffering as a benefit. Suing for it is possible but rare. And
it's not done as a benefit to the person that's a victim. It's there as a deterrent to the person that might be driving while impaired.
So Morgan says there's no deterrent if the other driver is dead, and he confirms there aren't any plans to change the rules. That explanation doesn't fly with Ritzko.
What I'm trying to do is get the legislation changed for another person in the future that may need it more than us.
In Regina, Lisa Schick.